me Natty Bumper Car, and I'm whispering because it's the weirdest thing. All day around headquarters, I can hear like it's like a broadcast, we'll say. If it's like a radio or a television or I don't know what it is, but I can't find it, and it's driving me bonkers. Like, I can't hear it, but it's just like in the air. I can hear, and then I was like, I've heard of people who, when they get fillings, sometimes they can hear radio stations in their teeth, and then I'm like, I don't know. I don't think I got fillings that I can remember. And so I started wandering around the house, just like looking, like trying to pinpoint. I tried to triangulate where the noise was coming from, but I couldn't figure it out. And so then I didn't know how to, I told the dog, Irving Brown Sox. I was like, dude, you've got to find where this is coming from because it's driving me insane. And he does this thing where one ear goes up straight and the other ear kind of flops down. And that's his confused look. Like, he's like, hey, boss, I don't know, you know, what you're talking about. I'm kind of a dog. And I understand what he's saying, but I mean, I can hear it. I've got headphones on and there's music in the background for the bumper podcast and I can still hear it. Ooh. Too much. Gotta stop. Go away, noise. That's not gonna listen to me. I'm gonna stop whispering. You know why? Because if I talk louder and pretend like it's not there, then maybe it'll just go away. Right? Probably not, because that's not how things work in reality. Shoot. Oh, well. How are you guys doing? Do you have weird noises in your house sometimes that you can't find? Like, I don't know. Sometimes, have you ever have one of those where there's like something, a battery is dying, and you lay down to go to sleep, and then all of a sudden you chirp, and you, what was that? Chirp, and it happens infrequently, and so it takes you the better part of, I don't know, a month to find out what's chirping and what's out of batteries. That happens around here sometimes, and so what I've ended up doing is making sure that everything is mouse powered. Now you're saying, how do you do that? Well, you do have to check the devices more often, but you just slip a little piece of cheese in there, and the mice run around, they're happy, no more chirps, no more noises, woohoo!